Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Weekend Kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. For all your nutrition and supplement needs, head on over to Vegas Discount Nutrition's three locations, and I believe there's a fourth one that we'll be talking about here real soon coming your way, maybe even more than that. Who knows? It is a thriving business, and they're the best in this city and all across the country, for that matter. And this week, we got everybody back in the house. I'm Ballpark Frank, along with Armando Vasquez. Phil is back here with us, and of course, Big T Terrence as well. Phil Devine, of course. Phil, how you doing, my friend? How's everybody doing?
I'm excellent. I don't know about you guys, but I'm coming off of a nice, relaxing vacation. I feel really good. I feel recharged. How about you, Big T?
I'm feeling good, buddy. Weren't you a little sick yesterday?
I did. I think it was because I came back from vacation.
You sure?
Yeah.
Me and Armando, weren't you why you were sick? We had our, you know,
yeah, I don't,
ideas.
I got hit with some sort of bug, but I'm well enough to be here today.
Not Zika, so.
Wait, not Zika.
Is this Brazil? Okay. Is this Brazil?
Well, that's not just in Brazil. I don't know where you went vacationing at. I don't know what a vacation is, so I'm living vicariously through you right now.
No, I was actually down at Lake Havasu. If you haven't been there, it's a beautiful place. It's a lot of fun. Had a blast, you know, out in the jet ski most of the day, and it was a good time.
Well, in the future, so you don't get sick, just keep some protection on you.
Well, you don't wear a helmet when you ride a jet ski, do you?
No, I don't.
Did you see the picture of Michael Jordan the other day?
Yes, I did.
Michael Jordan rides a jet ski, but he wears a helmet when he does it.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a new replacement for the crying Jordan now, as you got your Jordan with the helmet on.
Nice.
There's just so many things you can do with that. It's hilarious. It absolutely
is
hilarious.
Messed up.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I can't wait to see what those internet fun people do, because I don't know how they do it and how they get it done so fast, but there are some seriously talented people out there. And I mean, I don't know if they have a job, if it is their job, but they get that stuff turned around fast.
A lot of people collecting unemployment checks, so maybe that's what they're doing or whatever. They have a lot of time on their hands. Speaking of going fast, this hour goes pretty fast, and we got a lot to get to here getting ready for a 4th of July weekend. In fact, the weekend is starting right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope everyone is safe out there. I hope everyone doesn't light off any fireworks in their hands, a la some football players we know. And you just mentioned unemployment, and some news broke about the NFL or from an NFL player this week not going to be collecting unemployment anytime soon. Jim Irsay the other day made an announcement the old-fashioned way via Twitter that Andrew Luck is now the new highest-paid player in the NFL. $140 million over the next 6 years, which passes your boy Aaron Rodgers as the highest contract ever. And then he's guaranteed $87 million, so that surpasses by $22 million the highest ever guarantees handed out. So Andrew Luck is sitting pretty right now, and one of Irsay's big plans was to get this deal done before 4th of July so that Luck would be in camp, ready to go, and all of this would be behind him. You know, when I first heard this, and I guess I was basing it myself off of last year, but I was like, no way. Andrew Luck is not worth that much money. And then I had a little thing. I thought about it, and I changed my mind. But what about you guys? Do you think Andrew Luck is worth the money that he's getting paid?
Absolutely not. What has he done?
What has he done? Well, let's...
Wait. What has he done? Real fast, just my opinion.
What has he done?
He had the best rookie season that I ever saw since Dan Marino. Look at how many other people getting crazy money. Kaepernick, Cutler...
What? Tell me what major bowl games he won when he was in college.
Okay, I'm not. This is
they don't get paid in college. They don't get paid in college.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying. Okay, I'm just saying.
College has nothing to do with it. Here's what my swaying factor was.
Boise, where they don't have any pro anything. Of course, college is everything.
Here is my big factor, is the transition. How smoothly the Colts transitioned from Peyton Manning, one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen, into Andrew Luck, and did not skip a beat.
By the way, Peyton Manning did nothing, won no big bowl games in college either. In fact, he was known as a choke in college.
Yes, he was.
And for a few years, he was known as a choke in the NFL,
But let's not forget that, too.
Here's a little story that a lot of people don't know. Andrew Luck's father and Peyton's dad were both on the same team. They ended up being very good friends. He was a backup. They grew up together. So Andrew's idol was actually Peyton. He went to all of his camps since he was about 11, 12 years old. The family used to go on vacation and do a lot of things together. Andrew Luck, like the Peyton boys, were literally bred up to be quarterbacks by their fathers, who were
both
quarterbacks.
Coaches, yes.
And I do think he deserves the money because not only the transition that they made, but the Colts have led the division every year. His completion ratio is absolutely insane. He is an excellent quarterback. I really gotta think last year was just, it was all injury. I was a little surprised, yeah, when they said it, because I first thought last year. That's all I thought was he had a horrible season last year, but he was injured. Yeah, he had a much better receiving quarterback.
I think he's worth it. If you look at what if some of these other guys are, I'd much rather gamble on him. There's five quarterbacks in the NFL that I would gamble that contract on more so than him. So that means there's
And that's the key word that you just said there, because whenever you sign anybody in this day and age to a big contract, it is a gamble. You're hoping that it performs like he did before last year. He was banged up with injuries last year. They also actually thought that it was in his head, the contract stuff going on, and that's why he got off to the slow start. That's one of the reasons Ursay said he wanted to get this thing done now. Didn't want any contract disputes, didn't want any health issues. He wanted to get him on the field. But when you sign any of these guys, and that's why the $87 million is the big thing, because that's the guaranteed money here. Remember, the NFL, you're not guaranteed. You can sign a 20-year contract. You might only play one of it and they can get rid of you because it's the guaranteed money that's there. So even though it looks like a giant gamble, and it is, it's not $140 million guaranteed. It's $87
million. Which is still a lot of money.
Right. It is a lot of money. If he lives up to his potential and what they think he's going to be, then it's a good gamble. And I don't want to sound like I'm sitting on the fence, but to say is he worth it or not, the bottom line is no one's going to know until 3 or 5 years down the road.
This is true.
A lot of these guys' percentage money, the guaranteed money, keeps going.
Okay, so how many rings do you want for those six, out of those 6 years? Does he have to have a ring to make it up to live up to this contract?
I don't know. Would Peyton Manning have been worth that if he was hit Luck's agent this day and age? Because Peyton Manning didn't win a ring until after this contract would have been over.
Yeah, I wouldn't have given this kind of money to Peyton Manning either.
Is there anybody in the NFL you'd give this money to, or you think this
Tom
is just
Brady?
That's it.
Tom Brady. Sit down, man.
What are you talking about? Tom Brady, who's a god now. I mean, the guy, hey, he's, how old is he now?
Wait, what am I doing? Sucking out the air out of football, so now I'm going to lie about it in the Supreme Court.
Regardless of that, he's got five rings.
I don't know if you ever saw the South Park episode, but they did a very excellent one where they talked about, where they actually parodied. Remember that movie with Edward James almost stand to deliver?
How
do I reach these kids? And all they talked about was Bill Belichick cheating. And cheaters, they at least try to win. They're trying to win.
There's actually a motto in some sports that says if you're not cheating, you ain't trying.
Yes. Absolutely correct.
I always disagree, and it's a whole nother topic of, okay, he's not great because he didn't have rings. Dan Marino, Charles Barkley. I mean, there's so many guys out there that never had rings.
Well, and even more so in football because it's such a team sport.
There's 52 guys on the team. Come on, man.
Championship.
Offense, defense. A quarterback plays 1/3 of the game. I mean, really? Do we really think that, you know, so many of these guys who won a ring, Dilfer is better than Dan Marino?
Yeah, and what's the saying? Defense wins championships right there, and you're worried about what the quarterback's making. But no, I think there's way too many players out there who are so great that have never won a championship. Championships are elusive. They're very hard. You've got players that have played their entire career and never got their hands on one.
So what, doesn't Rory, the basketball player, he was with 3 or 4 different teams, so he's got 6 rings or something like that, so he's better than Barkley?
I don't think that counts at all. Basketball math.
There's a lot of teams that wanted that guy.
When Michael Jordan and the Bulls won their first three rings, they had a forward named Scott Williams on the team.
I remember.
He won 3 rings. He said, oh, this is easy winning championships. He went to Washington, never even sniffed one again, was lucky if he got in the playoffs, and then said, you know what? Without Jordan and Pippen, this isn't as easy as it used to be. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to do with who you're playing with and all that kind of stuff, too. You can easily say Peyton Manning. Now, he's got 2 Super Bowl rings. The first one that he won, although he was the MVP of the game, he didn't play that great. Their defense actually stood up. And they were lucky enough to play Rex Grossman and Lovey Smith as the coach of the Bears, and the Bears stunk it up in the Super Bowl. And the second one that he just won here was because of the Denver defense.
You were at that game?
I was at that Super Bowl game.
It was a nasty weather game. I remember it rained a lot, right?
Yeah. I went to that game, and someone who wanted to go to that game with me, I promised like 6, 7 Super Bowls. So we go to that game together. It's her first game, and it's the first Super Bowl that rains. It poured rain through the whole game. But I tell you, it was really cool. When Prince came out and sang Purple Rain, it was just like it was a special effect, man. It was a very cool situation.
Devin Hester ran the opening kickoff for a touchdown that game. Wasn't that the only Super Bowl to have that happen?
Trust me, I'm an Ohio State fan and a Bears fan. I had just seen Ted Ginn Jr. run the Buckeyes opening kickoff for a touchdown against Florida. Then they lose the championship game. Then a couple weeks later, I'm doing a remote here in town, and the Bears do the same thing. While all the Bears fans are screaming, I'm going, lightning is literally striking again. This is going to happen to me again. The one thing Rex Grossman knows how to do is throw the long ball. Couldn't throw the long ball in the game. It was brutal. I was ready to slit my wrist.
That's never a good idea, Frank. Never a good idea.
No, it's not.
Don't ever do that. But let's move on, because let's talk about a guy who right now I don't think he'll ever see a championship. Oh. But
he'll celebrate like he has.
He certainly has been as of late, and that is Johnny Manziel, Mr. Money Boy Johnny Manziel. Now, as of yesterday, July 1st, Johnny Manziel says that he is going sober. It's Saturday morning right now. I don't know if he's awake or still in bed. I don't know if he has lasted the 24 hours. I hope for his sake he has. But do you think you see this guy ever in the NFL again? If he does come back, he's suspended next year for the first four games for violating the substance policy. So, I mean, even if his team does pick him up,
look,
do we ever see him in the NFL?
Yes, just for the fact, even coming out of college, to me, he was such a clown. The whole thing, his game, you know, doing his little thing with the money, stuff like that. Too many of these NFL teams take all these chances on. Of course he is, because you know who will want him? The Dallas Cowboys will want him.
Who else?
You know, they don't care. Look, if you can beat your wife up and you can throw her on a bed with 12 guns and you can do all these other crazy stuff, you can punch him every once in a while. It's ridiculous. He shouldn't be playing in the NFL. He shouldn't even got put in the NFL. They shouldn't have drafted him in the first place.
Trouble from the beginning.
I agree.
He's a clown, man. Yeah. And his game isn't even fit for the NFL.
Frank, you think you'll ever see him again?
I don't think we'll see him again.
I don't either.
I think we'll see him in tryout camps. I think teams will give him a look. But then I don't think they're going to want the baggage and everything else that goes with it. And he's got to be 100% on the straight and narrow. When you literally have to hire somebody, if you're going to sign somebody, to have a security person or a bodyguard around him 24/7 to make sure that he behaves himself.
That's what they did with Dez Bryant.
Right, but Dez Bryant is a talent and brings it on the field. Right. I don't know if Johnny Manziel ever will.
I agree.
I think he's got a ton of talent. He's short, and his lifestyle is completely, he's like the anti-Tim Tebow, another guy that we won't see on an NFL field ever again. So I don't think he makes it back to an NFL roster. I think he'll get looks. I think he'd do great up in the CFL or something where it's wide open.
I'm with you on this one. I don't think we see him again. I think the only time we see him is like TMZ fodder. I honestly think he is just a punchline and a joke in the future, and it's unfortunate. But, I mean, when you have his father sitting there calling him a druggie and telling him that my son needs to be put in jail to learn a lesson.
Well, and then you have his attorney or his lawyers or whatever tweeting out stuff and saying, oh, I didn't mean to hit send on that, he's a mess and he's never going to get his stuff together
and then you got the playmates sitting there tweeting or Snapchatting pictures of bags of cocaine at them in the house in Cabo.
Well, and let's not forget the domestic violence issue that he also has pending.
I'm going to need to.
It's silly.
I'm here to tell you, Ray Rice gets signed before he ever hits the field again. You watch. I can't see that happen.
Ray Rice would have already been signed if it wasn't for that video.
That video was the nail in the coffin. Well, thank goodness it came out.
He also would have been signed if it wasn't for the fact that he's a little bit older and teams don't think he has that much to offer anymore. Yeah. If Ray Rice was Adrian Peterson, he'd have got signed.
I know we're coming up against the commercial break, but I got to throw something to Armando really quickly. Now, Armando, this past week, it was announced via the social media that Roman Reigns failed his...
Man, I'm so disappointed in that guy.
He failed some sort of a drug test, and he violated the WWE's wellness program, and they actually addressed it on live TV.
Which I thought was a good thing that they did.
Were you surprised?
I was very surprised that it came out, and I was very surprised how they did it, which they should have. But then, as they started, they decided to... Well, cut back and went somewhere else with it. But at the same token, they didn't not mention it, so I thought it was a good thing
that they
mentioned
it. They had to mention it. In this day and age of social media, they have to mention stuff like that.
It's
even
everywhere.
Even though it's not actually a sport, they still have to mention it in sports entertainment or whatever you call it.
It's called SportsCenter.
It's on SportsCenter. It's covered by ESPN.
Come on.
Yeah, because the coach is one of the guys that does the shows
SportsCenter
there.
Every weekend.
Come on. A guy who cut his teeth on the WWF
Good for you. Good for you. Not many people know that's where Coach started. Good for you.
No, but still, the way they brought it was fantastic that they actually mentioned it. And, you know, okay, but what I didn't like is they made him apologize to the whole roster.
From what I'm understanding, that may not be correct.
I
hear that's just a rumor, but one of the things that I absolutely love is how the fans have, from the very beginning, been, get this guy out of here, want nothing to do with him, and Vince McMahon has been shoving him down your throat.
Vince McMahon
look what happened.
He's only upset now because he probably took some of Vince's stash, and that's the stuff that he was probably doing.
Well said.
We got to step aside now and really, I mean, come on.
Well, we don't even know what it was. When you say his stash, it could have been some roids. It could have been some weed. We don't know.
It could be a thing that's completely made up because they want to turn him heel. It's the WWE. Believe nothing you hear or see.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Well, then I have some land for you that I can sell you that I don't own. It's the Weekend Kickoff here, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. We'll be back with we got lots to get to. We got boxing, MMA. Who knows what else we'll touch on? Maybe some former wrestlers that want to be MMA fighters.